What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the NBA Slate Starter Podcast. I'm Eric, joined with my buddy Ryan as we break down Wednesday's 10-game NBA DFS slate. I'm on a wedding diet because I'm getting married next month, for those who don't know. And I've been doing pretty well in the not drinking department, not being stressed department, not anything department. Well, then I woke up. Well, not woke up. I ended up pulling up my phone after like an hour of doing some busy work around the apartment after all the games locked, to a $100,000 screenshot on the top end. It's not going to hold, so don't worry. So if you're watching this, don't congratulate me. I'll be upset. But it was still a really fun sweat. Good to be back in the mix. Good to have some good lineups. And I guess it's really good to play a ton of Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis when you have no LeBron James. Ryan, how's your night going, my dude?
My night is not going as great as yours. I mean, kudos to you. Great roster construction, great conviction across the board for your lineups over there on FanDuel. I, on the other hand, was very high on Kristaps Porzingis. It was difficult to swallow when he has to leave the game because he went back home for low back tightness. But, you know, that's Porzingis for you. That's going to happen. Unfortunately, nothing's going to crack the top. I don't know. You might have some nice sweats at the end of the show. We'll see. Fingers crossed. But here we are. Another massive 10-game slate tomorrow.
Yeah, we just had Kristaps Porzingis. He went down at the fourth quarter. He was not going to get there anyway. But then Nikola Jokic was absolutely going to break this slate apart. I think I probably got lucky. I think I only had like 4 or 5% of him total. And he had 38 or 39 on FanDuel. And he's leaving after the first half. He got hurt right there at the end. I don't know exactly what happened. But Aaron Gordon is the guy that you talked me into. I had to hit you up. I had to get the conviction play from you on a couple of these lineups that I was hoping was going to surge to the top. What great access to have to you. So appreciate you already. I almost played Royce O'Neal over him. I should probably be shunned. But you know what? That's okay. We can all redeem ourselves by hitting that like button, hitting that subscribe button, hitting that notification bell. So, you know, in this and all the other content at Awesomo is going live, we're presented by Yahoo Fantasy. Once again, the absolute best place to play in the industry. They have this spooky week 8 tournament with a negative 20% management fee. They're literally putting $200,000 into it. Actually, no, it's negative 25%. I just did the math in my head because 100K, 200K total of overlay. $800,000 they're putting into it. They're putting money into your pocket to play over there. It's outrageous what Yahoo's doing. So definitely give them a shout out. But we are here to break down NBA action. We'll talk a little bit more about Yahoo later. But you ready to get going, my dude?
Let's ride.
All right, let's ride. We're going to the top end. And I don't know if anybody watched that Los Angeles Lakers game, but we saw right out of the gate Anthony Davis in that overtime, well, right towards the end of regulation, actually, he went down. I thought he was hurt. He ended up being okay to come back. The reason I bring this up is Russell Westbrook is sitting at 9,300. I think we were all kind of assuming once the news broke on LeBron James today that you were going to be looking at this top end where Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis just made a lot of sense. Well, you're probably going to see our AD sit no matter what. I think that was probably the plan all along. And now you have Russell Westbrook going back to OKC to his former team, the team that drafted him, a place that he called home forever, won MVPs, went to the NBA Finals. I'm looking at Russ Westbrook at 9,300 to start the conversation, and then jumping to the top end of James Harden at $10,000, who has just been crippled here by this free throw deal. They continue to talk about it. He needlessly got a $500 bump coming off of some low production. He hasn't eclipsed 50 fantasy points in his first four games. John Morant is out of his damn mind at 9,600. He gets Damian Lillard defense. That is very bad defense. I got to be thinking this whole top end of point guard is somewhere you're going to land quite a bit tonight. Talk to me about it, Ryan.
Yeah, so top end of point guard, I'll start with James Harden. Steve Nash had some interesting comments post-game just about Harden just like not feeling completely right with that hamstring injury. So keep that in mind. He's James Harden. I think he can figure things out sooner than later, but just keep that in mind. I know we were disappointed with that performance. He's 10K James Harden. He can still put up the highest fantasy point game. Even not at 100%. Obviously, we would want him at 100%. Ja Morant, 9,600. Man, he was sensational the other night. Now he takes on this Portland team. This Portland team is struggling quite a bit. Going down to Dame Lillard, $9,400. I think Dame Lillard is seriously hurt. There's been reports out about his abdomen injury, something that he dealt with in the Olympics. I do think he will need some sort of core muscle surgery at some point. It's going to come down to if he opts to do it during the season or not. I don't know if this is public news or anything, but I was reading quite a bit over there on NBA Twitter about this Dame Lillard situation. So keep that in mind. I don't think Dame Lillard is 100%. At $9,400, I'll be less inclined. I do like the De'Aaron Fox price tag, $8,600. I know he's been disappointing to start off, but I think he'll be able to turn things around. Trae Young is always a great tournament option, $9,000. LaMelo Ball, $8,100. I like that price tag quite a bit. But if you get Russ Westbrook, no LeBron again, fantastic. If you get Russ Westbrook, no LeBron, and Anthony Davis, pants off, $9,300. Tough not to love that matchup back in OKC. So.
Again, you can't say pants off. I know that it's 11:26 p.m. out there on the East Coast because, again, we ended up getting to you a little bit later. I had to sweat out the overtime and all that stuff. Much appreciated to you. I mean, it's what you do for friends, I suppose. And, you know, you kind of love me, so there's that. But, yes, pants off. There you go. Continue.
Yeah, just going down other point guard, shooting guard eligible guys. Devin Booker in a matchup for Sacramento. We'll see if he gets handed the off night. If he gets Davion Mitchell defense, that'll be something to take a look at. It's kind of crazy. It's only been the first week, and we're already worried about Davion Mitchell's defense. But whenever I get a chance to say off night, I'm gonna do it. SGA, $7,100. I'll be looking forward to going to this matchup against the Lakers. We just saw what a ball dominant guard in DeJounte Murray did today. Is it going to be Giddy or SGA? I like SGA. I do think that can work out for him in a matchup versus this Lakers team. And look, this Lakers defense is not as good as it was when they won the ring. So going down.
One second. Again, I know people hate when I interrupt, but I love that point. Alex Caruso, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, pretty good defenders. You're looking at Malik Monk around the perimeter. Kent Bazemore is okay, but I mean, they have nobody around the perimeter to really go play any kind of defense. Is this something where even up against OKC, we should be looking at going to a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Team defense I look at a lot more than I look at individual defense, but it looks like a lot of the parts of the Lakers are kind of not there anymore.
Oh, for sure. I mean, think about it. I believe 12 out of the 15 guys where there was a roster turnover, obviously guys like Dwight Howard came back, Avery Bradley came back, but going back to last year, it was a huge roster turnover. It's going to take some time for this team to build chemistry, build some sort of defensive scheme. It's going to take some time. I mean, they're relying on Austin Reeves to play 30 minutes. I mean, I believe Austin Reeves was undrafted, and look at him now. I mean, he's getting crunch time minutes in this first week of NBA action.
He was on fire, by the way.
He was. Shout out to Min Salary Austin Reeves. But going down the list, I do not like the price tag for guys like CJ McCollum. I prefer Van Vliet to McCollum. I like the Chris Paul price tag, $7,600. Brogdon seems a little too expensive now. And I think Dinwiddie's priced appropriately. In this upper range, in upper tier, it's a 10-game slate. Massive, massive. Anyone else stand out to you?
On the top end, again, we got a 10-gamer. We can be a little bit more selective. On a 5-gamer even, we were talking about some random punt plays. I mean, Kent Bazemore and Malik Monk showed up after the fact. That wasn't anything we could account for the night before. They ended up being a big part of my lineups. I wish Kent Bazemore would not be here anymore. That would be great. That's my favorite kind of Bazemore, is no more. But I got to be thinking, on the top end here of point guard, it's pretty much a position you want to be paying up for. There are a ton of ceilings. And, you know, John Moran is kind of an interesting case study. You have no Dylan Brooks out there. He came out of the gate really, really slowly. But also, I find to be really fascinating, like the no Dylan Brooks and no Jonas Valanciunas, and just seems like they're giving him more of the go-ahead to just create. I mean, he's always been the best guy. Him and Russell Westbrook getting to the bucket, it's otherworldly watching them go, but I'm really kind of keying in on him. I'm curious where that ownership's going to land, because I feel like it's low. 9,600, his historical price tag is high sevens, low eights, and it's been that way for a long time. So seeing 9,600 is really jarring, but I think the ceiling's there. And of course, James Harden, if there's going to be some positive regression here in the near future, you want to be early to the party. But at 10K there, if you get Russell Westbrook without the other pieces, I mean, this is just a position I think you want to be paying up for. And even Trae Young, not somebody that I like to roster very much at all. It's just not my favorite. They ended up going deeper in the playoffs. They're limiting his minutes. He hasn't played over 36 minutes yet in a game. I'm curious what your thoughts are on Trae Young at 9K on DraftKings.
Always a great tournament option, not a priority, but I think like bringing up the no Dylan Brooks situation, I've been going to D'Anthony Melton quite a bit, and I'll be going to him yet again. I still think he's underpriced at 5K over there on DraftKings. Mm-hmm. I really like that price tag for him. Summer boat, Jalen Suggs, also 5K. Teammate, Cole Anthony, $6,100. As well as not terrible. He's been playing well of late. It's kind of really it. If you want to go super cheap value, I guess George Hill is an option with the Jrue Holiday pending mm-hmm. injury. So it's really about it on DraftKings.
All right, FanDuel. It's a lot of the same story. You have James Harden, Ja Morant, Trae Young. Bradley Beal is shooting guard, point guard here a little bit. Russell Westbrook's 8,400. Why did Russ Westbrook go down to 8,400 for tomorrow? I don't know. He will be infinity owned, even on a large slate. In the event that you get no Anthony Davis, you got to be thinking LeBron will be coming back here. But Malcolm Brogdon, 8,300. I mean, that is ridiculous. 8,400 for Russell Westbrook. I don't even know what else to add. 8,200 for Damian Lillard. Holy crap. They're actually reacting to some box scores. That'll be an interesting talking point.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't expect the Portland team to turn over the ball 30 times again. I mean,
probably not.
But for point guards on FanDuel that I like based on their price tag, both Melton and Suggs stand out yet again, 5,500, 5,300. SGA, point guard, shooting guard eligible, $7,100. Pretty solid price tag for him. De'Aaron Fox, only 83 over there. Bradley Beal, only 87. Dame Lillard, $8,200. Definitely, these are some solid price tags. I mean, LaMelo Ball, Fred VanVleet, Russell Westbrook, all great options at their respective price tags. It's going to make it tough to spend up for a guy like James Harden at that price tag when we have such strong stud values. They're not super stud like James Harden, but you get what I mean. I mean, it's tough for me to gonna go to guys like Colin Sexton, Brogdon, Dennis Schroeder, even D'Angelo Russell. All these guys are going to be low owned tournament options, but all those other guys project so much better and yet are even cheaper. Even Ja Morant, I think, is a little too expensive over there, $9,500. Paul George did call him a young D Rose, so that's quite the price for Ja Morant. And it kind of makes sense now that you think.
I think it does. I mean, he's a twig compared to Derrick Rose, but yes.
For sure. And Ja Morant's his own beast for sure. It's interesting to see another, obviously, all NBA player like Paul George give that high praise. So, that's really about it. I'm feeling a loaded 10-game slate, so you can mix and match with all so many studs and really avoid those guys who are like appropriately priced because there's such cheap value.
And Yahoo. And again, we'll kind of go through the positions a little bit quicker here as we're going. But point guard on Yahoo, a lot of the same situation. James Harden, $46. Trae Young, $43. Russell Westbrook, $43. That's probably the only site where if you get no Anthony Davis that he's actually appropriately priced. Even still, I think he'll be popular. LaMelo Ball, $3,800 sticks out. Ja Morant, $35. I think if you want to be getting your Ja Morant shares, maybe it's a little bit cheaper, he'll be more owned over there for sure. But Ja Morant, $35. I think that's kind of the class of the position.
I completely agree with you as I look down this Yahoo point guard list right now. Ja Morant, tough not to love. 35 SGA, 33 prefer. Yeah, it's Morant over there, man. Morant's going to be very popular. Scrolling a little bit down, no one really in the cheap range. I think just missing out on that Morant price tag makes things difficult over there. But I think pivoting off him, I guess Kyle Lowry in a Brooklyn matchup. Lowry's been, I just think he's just getting used to this new Miami Heat offensive system. So that'll take some time, but keep in mind, if there is no LeBron or AD or Westbrook, $43. And all things put together, James Harden is actually too cheap at $46. I know he's been slow, but that's just a cheap price tag for James Harden. He should be worth the $50 over there on Yahoo.
All right, to shooting guard we go on the top end. Bradley Beal and DK, $9,200. Devin Booker, $8,000. Jaylen Brown, $7,800 against Washington. Jaylen Brown, I tell you what, he's had two really, really nice ceiling games so far, especially up against his tags. He has not eclipsed 8,300 for a price tag in the first three games. Of course, they had that first game, which is inflated 46 minutes from the overtime or double overtime against the Knicks. But that Charlotte game, 140, 129, this Boston Celtics defense is just not even remotely there right now. And Washington, an up-and-pace team. Obviously you can talk about Dinwiddie over Westbrook and defensively, or you can talk about some of these other metrics, but for all intents and purposes, you're still looking at Washington being an up and pace team. Him at 7,800 and Bradley Beal at 9,200. I really kind of like that tandem for tournaments. Talk to me about the top end of shooting guard.
Yeah, the top end of shooting guard, obviously. The thing about Ime Udoka, he's been letting these guys play a lot more minutes than Brad Stevens used to. So paying up for a guy like you said, Jalen Brown is fine. I like an Anthony Edwards pivot, $7,700. He did have an interesting comment. He said he wants other guys on the teammates to be able to put the ball in the bucket outside of him, Russ, and Kat. So I don't know how much more the ball can be spread around for your Timberwolves, but it's going to be interesting to see what those post-game comments translate to. Team.
It's fine.
Sorry?
I hate them. I just hate them. It's fine. Keep going.
Bradley Beal, $9,200. Nice spend-up option over there. But, yeah, Beal, Booker, Edwards, those guys definitely stand out. I think Van Vliet against Indiana should be fine. $7,800 is a great option in my opinion. But that's really it on the upper-tier shooting guard. There are some guys in the mid-range that I like quite a bit that we touched on at the point guard, shooting guard eligible spot. I mean, if there's no, I don't know if Marcus Morris is playing tomorrow, but Terrence Mann, shooting guard, small forward eligible. Other guys, Chris Duarte had a disappointing day, but he's only $5,600. And we talked about Melton Suggs, and I like Bruce Brown if he starts again. I know he's only $3,700, but we need value somewhere on a 10-game slate, and I'd be willing to take my chances on a $3,700 Bruce Brown.
I could have had a really nice night if Bruce Brown had done anything the other night, but at least he was like the min on FanDuel. He's at 3,800 now. I'm still fine with that too. I'll be playing a lot of him in the event that he's starting there. I mean, the rest of the range is just not even remotely appealing down there. Jeremy Lamb is 3,700, I suppose, but those minutes have just started like trending down here. Tell you what, though, Chris Duarte is just freaking good. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Watching him at Oregon, I really like this cat, and so I'm thinking that that'll definitely cut into Jeremy Lamb's workload. But top end of shoot guard on FanDuel, Paul George, 10-5, James Harden, 10K, Jimmy Butler, 8,900. He loves kind of going at these teams that, you know, I think he always feels a little bit, what is the right word? I don't know what the right word is. He's just, he gets that look in his face when he faces these teams like Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Minnesota, even when he used to play there. Just the revenge and the way that Jimmy Butler wants to be respected is something else. I think going up against Brooklyn, I know it won't be everybody's first click, but we're looking at 32 minutes, 56.6. I doubt much ownership is going to get to him at 8,900. And even on FanDuel, I think I'm willing to be getting up to him.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler is one of those guys who plays up the competition. So, that's an option to definitely consider. So, I like where your head's at with that call. And a 10-game slate, we got to get a little different somewhere. I don't think his ownership will be all that high. And just looking over things over there, just hopping over to FanDuel, just looking at guys in like the shooting guard spot, sometimes maybe on a 10-game slate we can spend down. There's such strong value in the point guards that we already mentioned, and some of those guys have shooting guard eligibility. But other guys, Gordon Hayward's only $6,400. I think that's a fine option over there. We talked about guys like Terrence Mann on DraftKings. Franz Wagner continues to impress fantasy performance-wise. It's up to $4,700. Bruce Brown, only 38, shooting guard only. Josh Giddey continues to perform across the board. $5,700 against this Lakers team. I don't mind it. It's a little expensive, but I don't mind it. It's fine. And De'Anthony Melton, we touched on. Those guys stand out over there on FanDuel, but spending up, I mean, other guys, I mean, over there on FanDuel, guys like Van Vliet's only $7,700. Booker's only $7,500. It's going to be an interesting ownership. How ownership's going to be spread out on this shooting guard, point guard, shooting guard spot. It's going to be widespread. And I think it's not going to take much to get over the guys you like, in my opinion. It's a 10-game slate. Usually that's what ends up happening. It's all going to come down to the Lakers situation. They just ruled Anthony Davis questionable for tomorrow against this OKC team. It might be the rush show. And what we do with that, go figure out what ownership on a 10-game slate.
just play 100% like I did on FanDuel today. That's probably the right way to do it, I would guess. But I'm looking at the rest of this slate. A shooting guard on Yahoo, sorry, specifically, Anthony Edwards, $33 up there. I mean, the guy's been pretty darn good. He's a lot better than what I expected him to be, but I'd still take LaMelo Ball. I continue on Nikhil Alexander-Walker, $25 against Atlanta. Atlanta definitely more stout than in years past, but Nikhil Alexander-Walker, $25 until you get Zion, until you get some of these other pieces back. Definitely going to be somebody who's playing much, much more minutes. What, 34, 32, 35 and a half, and then 31.9 there, or 30 minutes, I guess, against Minnesota. So somebody that's kind of intriguing in that mid-range. And finally, we saw a little bit of something out of Tyrese Halliburton the last two after a really, really large dud the first game, but down to $25. Those are all tournament options. None of those price tags are even remotely intriguing, but we're going to get some value to show up somewhere. And, you know, I don't really want to be paying up a shooting guard because I don't see any kind of a crazy ceiling to really go get there on Yahoo.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. There's not much I can touch on. I mean, the only guys I really like spending down a little bit is D'Anthony Melton, yet again, $15 over there. So that's the only guy I think it's really about it. But everyone else, pretty priced appropriately, and I think you nailed on the solid plays over there.
Terrence Mann. I mean, I'm just a mark for Terrence Mann. And I mean, he has one good game. Let me go chase it. That'll be fun. You know what's also fun, Ryan? Boom! Yahoo! New users! New Yahoo users! Get one free month of Awesomo Plus Platinum with your first-time deposit bonus. You basically just head over to Yahoo if you're a new user. You make an account. You deposit $10 or more. You play in any paid contest entry. I mean, I talked about that $20. I mean, you'd have to deposit $20 for that. Or you just play in like a 50 cent. You play in a dollar. You play in anything that's a paid contest, period. And you will get that one free month of Awesomo Plus Platinum. Every single sport we offer behind the paywall. Baseball's still going. We got the World Series tonight. Atlanta's off to a hot start. We'll see kind of if they can finish it out. I think that game was in the seventh inning, eighth inning, something like that. But they were up 5-1 here. I'm just telling you right now, this is the best promotion we've ever ran here with Yahoo, and you need to be taking advantage of it now. There's no better time. The Curry promotion is over. This is the one to go take advantage of. And of course, if you want to check out anything else that we have deals going all the time, but I'm telling you, Yahoo is the best site that you can be playing on for your bankroll. Management fees, super, super low. They're playing all these negative management fee contests, and there's no better place to go play right now with your money. So stop guessing, start winning, join Awesomo Plus today, but especially join Yahoo. Yay. Here we go. All right, let's talk small forward. You're so tired. I'm so sorry. Let's keep it rolling. We got Kevin Durant, have some of my energy, 10,500. Paul George, 10,300, right underneath him there. Jason Tatum, 9,100. Still a low number for him against Washington. And you want to talk about ceilings. How about his 65.75 against Charlotte the other night? He's pretty good at basketball. Jimmy Butler's 8,800. Brandon Ingram, his price tag is increasing. He's up to 8,500. Jaylen Brown, 7,800. Chris Middleton, 7,800 against Minnesota. I expect Minnesota to be more gettable going forward. And, you know, it all depends on what we see. I mean, Drew Holiday is going to be out. So you play some Chris Middleton as well, 7,800. I just like this position more than I ever have in previous years. Talk to me about small forward.
Yeah, I think for tomorrow, I'm like not that interested to pay up for any of these small forwards, honestly. No one really excites me outside of maybe Paul George against the Cleveland team. Paul George,
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, Kevin Durant's 10-5. I mean, we talked about...
he's going to be under 10%.
Yeah, on a 10-game slate. I mean, there is some outstanding value on this DraftKings small forward slate.
Okay, let's run through it.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Giddey, $4,800 against this Giddey Lakers up. Team. Franz Wagner, $4,800. Desmond Bane, $4,800.
Oh, Terrence Gotham Mann. Is in Reckoning.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good. I'm impressed.
I was born in the darkness.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Thank you. Yeah. Did you audition for a Bane voiceover at one point?
I did not, but I was simply born here in the darkness. I'm from South Dakota.
It kind of wore off towards the end, but Terrence
Mann. It was not great.
Terrence Mann, $4,600. Bruce Brown, $3,700. Even a guy in the mid-tier that I would be willing to take my chances on, it just hasn't happened yet, is OG Anunoby, $6,500.
He blows up every first half, and then he does nothing in the second half. What's going on?
It means he's going to blow up in both halves tomorrow. So let's make it happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I feel about the small forward site. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, all those guys can have super ceiling performances, but I feel like the value is pretty strong in the little mid to lower tier over there on that small forward spot.
All right. Well, let's jump over to FanDuel. I've got that. And then we've got Yahoo. I have to sing again. I'm trying to give you energy, and that's what I'm doing, slash annoying our audience. Probably not an ideal strategy long term, but looking at small forward there, Giannis Antetokounmpo is small forward eligible at 11,200. If you can pay up for Giannis, you pay up for Giannis. I think that that's just not that I'm breaking anything down that is of use, but you should play Giannis. He's the best fantasy producer on planet Earth. 8,200 Brandon Ingram, I think, is a much more intriguing price tag to get to on that site for sure on FanDuel. Going down here a little bit further, Nikhil Alexander-Walker continues to be a source of value there on FanDuel. 6,100, I think that that's doable. And Duarte, 5,600, I think that's fascinating as well. Scotty Barnes, the only side I really want to play him on is FanDuel tomorrow, 5,300. I can probably get down with a little bit of that. Talk to me about small forward there.
Yeah, so small forward on FanDuel, I'm all about paying up over here. Giannis is there, 11-2. Continues to eat a matchup versus Minnesota. I like it. Paul George, 10-5. I think he's a tad too cheap. Paul George, different role this year. He continues to be a monster. Jimmy Butler, really like this 8,900 price tag on FanDuel. Pretty solid against Brooklyn. I like my chances there. Caris LeVert seems priced kind of appropriately. Sorry, not Caris LeVert. Jaylen Brown, $8,800. Caris LeVert, I believe, is questionable tomorrow, but I don't know what his minutes will look like, but just keep that in mind. And Ingram, $8,200. Pretty solid, even with Middleton as well. Completely different story over here on FanDuel, how things are looking so far for me, just because just being able to roster too, I think it just changes up your roster construction. And the value is not as strong outside of guys like Mann and Wagner and Jay Crowder, $3,900. He's really only guy who stands out below 4K. That's how I feel about the FanDuel spot. Did I miss anyone really on the small forward position?
No, we can be selective. If there's value that shows up, we can't account for every injury piece of news that comes out at the onset. But what we can do is we can roster them after the fact. And that's what we're going to do. But when we're recommending people, when we're saying, hey, play this guy, you should be looking in that direction. I will say, I will probably try to make Kent Bazemore a thing tomorrow. I know it didn't go well. He's like the only guy I feel like I missed on today. But I'm going to go back to the well if there's no Anthony Davis or if there's no LeBron James, because I will chase that into the dark.
Don't chase.
Okay. Well, then let's chase ourselves over to Yahoo. That's a way better idea. Kevin Durant, $52. Whew, that's expensive there. Paul George, $46. Weird to say that that discount is actually really meaningful, but Paul George has been just exceptional here. 8 steals against Portland. I don't expect that to happen again, but also, he didn't have to play the fourth quarter. They just annihilated Portland. That was pretty impressive. Small forward slate. Again, Yahoo does such a good job of pricing. It's a lot harder to find something that just sticks out like a sore thumb after the first, you know, one or two slates of the season. They've just been reacting really, really well. They react to not just the roster shift, but they react to how the salaries are breaking down and where people really land. And I'm not seeing a ton. Desmond Bane, $13, is probably my favorite play at the position, which should probably say something, but talk to me about it.
Yeah, I think they've done it. And kudos to them. Our sponsor has killed the pricing over there. If you don't like MPE, definitely play your Yahoo. Other guys who I do like on the small forward spot over there, I like taking some chances. Keep on the news with DeAndre Hunter, a guy like Cam Reddish, $12, Bruce Brown, $11. As cute as it might sound, KCP or Luke Kennard and Jordan Nora, all $11 if you want to spend down a little bit. Those guys definitely stand out at their price tags just because of minutes, and they could spike a ceiling type of performance on a 10-game slate. Saying KCP is going to get a ceiling is maybe being a little too kind to him, but I'm just looking for some value over there. That's the bottom tier over there on Yahoo.
All right. Well, that's all we got for that. Power forward, we go on the top end. Giannis Antetokounmpo, by the way, Aaron Gordon's just smashing. You are my favorite person ever. Giannis Antetokounmpo there, 10-8. Kevin Durant, 10-5. Domantas Sabonis, 9,900. I think Sabonis is going to start turning into a little bit of the forgotten man. We haven't seen a ceiling here, really, other than the first game out of the season where he was 9,800 and probably I can't even remember the entire circumstances, but then he went down to 9K in the second game against Washington. That was a price tag everybody bludgeoned. He really only 5X'd in that spot, right, just over 50 fantasy points. But I don't really see a lot of people clicking on him. Maybe like the lowest of low-owned tournament options you could be going up to for him. Jason Tatum's at the position. Power forward. I mean, on the top end, it's pretty clear-cut. Give me Giannis. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's Giannis over there for sure. And you're going to have to project him as the best scoring player on the slate. I mean, on a 10-game slate, that's very nice to have. And if we have enough value that opens up for us, how can we not want to play Giannis? There's a lot of things going for him. I believe no Brook Lopez still, and then believe no Jrue Holiday still. So a lot of things are indicating his way to continue to erupt and just be a monster. So great taking your chances only 10-8. I think that's too cheap for him, honestly. It's a solid price tag. Jason Tatum, I know we talked about in the small forward spot. I was fine with the $9,100. It just seems priced appropriately. Look, if there's no LeBron, and Anthony Davis is good to go, sign me up for a $9,700 Anthony Davis yet again. Like I've said, I'm always looking to find reasons to be above the field on Anthony Davis today. I did it again. It worked for those Anthony Davis lines, just didn't work overall. But Anthony Davis should eat if he's healthy and good to go. Keep in mind, I do think with that kind of a fluky type of knee injury, he bounced back up in classic Anthony Davis style. $9,700, I think he's going to be potentially low owned, and I should be a monster if there's no LeBron. Other guys, like you talk about Sabonis being the forgotten man, $9,900, a great low owned option on a 10 game slate. But other guys who stand out at their price tags at the power forward position, Wendell Carter Jr. is only $5,700. I do not mind that. If Bobby Portis plays tomorrow, $4,300. I know there's no Brook Lopez, so Portis might be just thrown into a decent amount of minutes. And Bobby Portis minutes are very effective fantasy minutes at $4,300 over there on DraftKings. Could be a strong option to consider. Other guys with power forward eligibility. We talked about Franz Batum. $3,600 if you're looking for some super cheap value. Other guys, Gordon Hayward has power forward eligibility, $6,900. Just seems priced appropriately. And one last guy to talk about is Al Horford. He seems like his Boston self here. He's been playing pretty well at $5,800 in a matchup versus Washington. We'll see what Ime Udoka continues to do with the front court rotation for Boston, but $5,800, not too bad for Big Al.
Love it. I kind of poo-pooed on Al Horford, and all of a sudden he's coming out of the gate and he's playing really, really well. So 5,800, he's got the Q tag next to him. I doubt that moves because he is probable. So I expect him to be somebody people probably rely on. And I think 5,800, he's fine at that number for sure. Less so with 6,600 over on FanDuel, where we're jumping to. Again, top end still looks the same. Giannis, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, you can play power forward. Domantas Sabonis, 9,600. Jason Tatum, 9,400. All of those are pretty expensive options. Giannis, just give me all of it every single time. Bam Adebayo now is power forward / center eligibility. I don't know if he had that the entire time. Maybe he did, but 8,100 there for him as well. Something that's kind of fascinating for me. And then it's crazy to say this. And I mean, Harrison Barnes has been out of his mind here a little bit. I mean, he's playing 36 plus minutes a night. I don't expect him to be, I mean, he'd be like 1% out. I can't possibly advocate for that. Never mind. Robert Williams, 7,100. I think I'm much more interested in. What are you seeing over on FanDuel?
Yeah, over there on FanDuel, the guy who immediately stood out to me is Mo Bamba in his minutes. The front court rotation of Bamba and Carter Jr., I like those price tags. Portis, if he plays, is fine. Miles Turner, only $5,700. He had that one monster game. Same price range, Montrezl Harrell, $5,600. Mm-hmm. No more. So Isaiah Hartenstein played quite a bit of minutes, and he's playing his former team. So do I say revenge? So keep that in mind. Giannis has power forward eligibility. Gotta love that. And it's Giannis, it's Antetokounmpo. Tough not to move away from that. Other guys, Derek Favors, 3,900. I think Mark Dantlo, is that his name? Diagonal. Said Favors will be resting on one half of back-to-backs this season. So Favors is going to be good to go, $3,900. I think if he's going to start, I expect him to play a significant number of minutes. Jeremiah Robinson Earl was the starter for Favors today, so I don't think he'll be relevant value if Favors does return. But outside of that, Al Horford's priced up here, $6,600. I will play a lot of Anthony Davis if there's no LeBron James, even at 10-5. That's just a problem I have, but I'll be doing it yet again tomorrow.
Exciting. If you're watching us on YouTube, of course, check us out on the podcast network as well. Anywhere you get your podcasts, on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you go to get those, we are available. That's NBA Slate Starter Podcast. We are available through anything on Osmo NBA, Osmo Fantasy. Check it out. But if you're watching us on YouTube, my AirPlay, I need to figure this out. This is how I know that I'm 34 years old and I am not some 24-year-old kid who understands technology completely. I'm just trying to AirPlay this thing. I just got this new TV and I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. You're going to have to teach me some stuff because I just have no clue. I'm such a grandpa. Is there anything that you feel like you as like that? I mean, because you're, you know, in your upper 20s. I'm not going to date you. That's not fair. But is there anything that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that 15-year-olds know how to do blah, blah, blah. Like the younger generation just has something figured out and you're like, oh, I'm so old.
I do think the younger generation is exceptional at building themselves a brand. I think their own personal brand, they have taken that to a whole nother level. Like I was walking around campus in Ann Arbor and everyone's just making TikToks for like their brand. It's not like everyone is their own identity and like their own brand name. So it's really impressive to see that like young kids and like they're all their own influencers in their own right. And they're more fearless than ever. It seems like out there, which is really impressive to see. I don't know if you're expecting that answer, but I've been pretty impressed by the young generation's ability to build their own brand.
This is now a completely different podcast than what it was before. We are going to start talking about our intellectual selves. But no, Yahoo Fantasy. I also got this new picture, so I hope they appreciate that. That's to make up for the faux pas. I have no idea when it went to my cable TV as opposed to the picture that was on my phone. But here we are. I fixed it. Power forward top end on Yahoo, $55, $50 for, yeah, $55 for Giannis. That's by far the worst site to probably go play him. But I'm still probably going to try to do it. Domantas Sabonis, $50. Tatum, $45. I mean, you can just see the way that salary works based off of a $10 floor that we're looking at Giannis just being far, far more expensive there. But Anthony Davis, $45. Yeah, if you get no LeBron again, that would be just an absolute smash. But Anthony Davis, questionable. Be on the lookout for news. But what do you see over on Yahoo?
Yeah, I think you nailed that. I mean, him and Tatum, fine spend-up options. Sharon Jackson Jr., only $24 in a matchup versus Portland. I like that quite a bit. Kuzma has shown an upside this season, as gross as that sounds, but really tough to go really cheap over there. Precious Achiuwa, $14. If there's no LeBron and Anthony Davis, Carmelo Anthony's back in the picture, I think, at $12. Nick Batum, $11. One mistake Yahoo keeps doing is not pricing up Franz Wagner. He's only $11 there on power forward.
Yep, we click on his name there, and now we click on the center position over on DraftKings. On the top end, Giannis Antetokounmpo eligible there, but for all intents and purposes, the position starts with Karl-Anthony Towns at 10,100, who we absolutely loved two nights ago. And may I repeat, we absolutely loved Karl-Anthony Towns. You know how much I ended up with on that slate?
How much?
0% is the answer. I had 0%. I'm so mad. It was by far my biggest mistake that I've made this entire year of NBA DFS. Sometimes you make plays and it doesn't work out, but I got obsessed with JVal. I was playing more on a different side. I was playing a lot on Yahoo actually too. And I kind of got a little, you know, carried away paying attention to other stuff over on DK. If I had played Cat in one of my main lineups where I was kind of going back and forth between some builds, but ended up on JVal, who smashed along with, I can't remember who the other center was, who was terrible. I paid up for somebody who just did nothing. I'm looking at a completely different night. Maybe wouldn't even be on this podcast because I'd be on an island. Talk to me about the top end of center, Ryan.
Top end of center over there on DraftKings has Giannis. That definitely love that, but we got to give some love to our cover boy, Karl Anthony Towns, 10-1. Matchup versus Milwaukee. Look, it's Cat. I know he can always get going. he might be the cover boy, but if there's no LeBron, it's tough not to love Anthony Davis, $9,700. I do think Cat's still a strong option, a great low-owned tournament play. Yusuf Nurkic, $6,900. Valanciunas is priced up $8,200. But it's going to come down to that injury situation with LeBron James. It's going to dictate the center position for me outside of Giannis. Spending a little bit in the next tier over there on DraftKings, Derek Favors, the low tier, Derek Favors is only $3,400. Keep an eye with that situation. Turner, $5,700 stands out to me. DeAndre Ayton, only $6,600. His price has fallen. And I think I'd be willing to take advantage of that. He's $400 more than Mo Bamba. And I think Mo Bamba might be a little bit way more popular than DeAndre Ayton. So that's definitely something to keep your eye on. And Steven Adams has been pretty consistent all year long, $5,300. So it's an interesting mid to lower tier tomorrow in the center on a 10-game slate, as you can roster two over there on DraftKings. And we do have some great spend-ups and guys like Giannis, AD, and Kat. But there's some solid mid-tier ones and guys like, I said, Bamba, Ayton, and even guys like Jaren Jackson Jr. and Montrezl Harrell.
How about Mason Plumlee?
Yeah, that's someone who I played quite a bit of the other night. And I don't know how I felt about that going in. It just
I hated it, and then it worked out.
And it worked out, and you look back at it, and I was like, I got lucky this time around. But yeah. Mason Plumlee is not one of those guys you get excited to roster. He's $6,500. I just think I'd rather find that extra $100 and go up to Ayton.
Okay, that's a fair way of looking at it. And you know, Nurkic going up against a Memphis front court that is a lot different without JaVale. Not that JaVale is some defensive stalwart, but Jaren Jackson Jr. ain't it. Nurkic, that's kind of an interesting spot. Portland, God, they got to do something well eventually, I think. Steven Adams, $5,300. He's the Memphis center specifically, but he is old and dusty. And yeah, best of luck to him there in that spot. My guy, Zubac, is $4,800. Zubac played 25 minutes. I think he would have played a lot more. Playing Golden State and playing Memphis there, 19 minutes, they only had to go there. It's been weird. It's weird because this Clippers team, they're off to a 1-2 start, but I think they kind of realized after the first two games, Zubac is a guy that they need to be playing a little bit more, and they did. 25 minutes, he obviously didn't play a lot of that fourth quarter because of the blowout there. 29.5, I'm curious where people are going to be landing at, but that's the one guy underneath 5K that I'm interested in. I suppose you could put Nick Claxton at 3,900 into the conversation if he's starting. He only played 16 minutes. He ended up being in relief. Bruce Brown ended up starting that game. So just be on the lookout for the starting rotation there. But that's the only stuff I really see on the bottom end. Anything else for you on DK?
Over there in DraftKings, no. I think you touched on all the solid points. I mean, it's going to be situation dictated with the Lakers situation.
And FanDuel, I can't even talk now. Karl Anthony Towns, $10,900. Anthony Davis, $10,500. Domantas Sabonis, Bam Adebayo. I feel like we've said all their names constantly. FanDuel still has JaVale coming off of back-to-back 54-plus fantasy point outings at $7,500. Why are we even doing this show?
Yeah, it's a great price tag. He's been a beast this year so far. He's going to eat up until Zion Williamson comes back. Maybe Zion Williamson is continuing to eat at home. Rumors on NBA Twitter has that. So, Valanciunas has continued to dominate interior wise for this Pelicans team. $7,500. You love to see it. I think we should be getting over the field on a guy like him. Around the same price range, we guys have Nurkic as a pivot. DeAndre Ayton, the spend down at $6,800. Spending a little lower. Mason Plumlee, I like the Plumlee price tag here, $5,900. Mm-hmm. And Bamba and Carter Jr., I like that front court rotation in Orlando as well. But spending up, I mean, there is also guys to spend up here. I mean, we talked about Kat, Anthony Davis, 10-9, 10-5. 10-9 Cat is expensive. Once you see a 7-5 Jonas Valanciunas. So
yep, 7-5 Jonas Valanciunas and 4,500 Zubats. So I guess if I want to play some Zubats and I believe in it, it's awesome. But you know what I love even more? As much as I love Zubats for winning me my 1 6-figure win in NBA, I like JaVale under 8K. He's going to be a 9K player in the next month, isn't he?
It's tough to like think that. I had to think about that quite a bit. I definitely see the 8K horizon for sure coming up, high 8Ks. 9K is elite territory, so we'll see how quickly he gets there.
And to round it out, our sponsor Yahoo. Oh, this is fun. Karl Anthony Towns, $46. I think that that's a really nice tag. When you talk about him in the context, Giannis at 55, Kevin Durant, 52, Sabonis, 50, Harden, 46, Paul George, 46. Having Karl Anthony Towns at 46 doesn't sound so bad at a center position. He's the most expensive center, but I think he should be. Bam Adebayo, $36. JaVale, I can't say enough good things about, $34. He's just playing more minutes, and he's always been a good fantasy producer, well north of a fantasy point per minute. So I'm looking to be rostering him even over there as well. Robert Williams, $24. That's a really nice tag. Mason Plumlee, $21. That I could get down with for sure as well. What sticks out to you on Yahoo?
Yeah, I think Valanciunas, 34 is fine. 8 and 29. Capella, only $25. I expect those minutes to go up in a matchup versus the Pelicans. Spending a little bit lower. Montrezl Harrell, 16. I really like that $16 price tag for him. So it's really tough to go super low after Harrell. No one really stands out to me after the $16 Harrell price tag. That's the lowest I'm willing to go over there, but there's some great options like you talked about. Plumlee, Holmes, Capella, Turner, all those guys over there on Yahoo stand out at their price tags. And especially on Yahoo, where you can roster two centers as well, you can mix and match with those different pairings.
Well, I saved it up for the very end because I didn't want to embarrass you on the front end. I probably should have, because I guess this is Yahoo sponsored. Yahoo, we love. And you just qualified for the Yahoo Live final in Washington, D.C. by winning the showdown on Monday. The football game that we had last night, that lovely shootout between the New Orleans Saints and the Seattle Seahawks. You're really good with those low total football games, but congratulations. I'm sure Yahoo's excited to have you as somebody that's an advocate for them, here at Awesomo for them to take down a live final seat. So congratulations, my dude.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it felt definitely very lucky enough and fortunate enough to come out a solo winner on an NFL single game there. And it's been nice that Yahoo has launched those contests and you're dabbling in the live final seats, live final competitions this year. So I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully there's going to be 60 qualifications. I come up on top. But, you'll take your chances whenever you can. And looking forward to that event.
Hey, I've gotten to enjoy your two live finals. I've gotten to enjoy in Miami, in Denver with you. Wish I could be in D.C. with you. I got to go get married. So there's that. I'm going to go to Hawaii and sit on an island for a week. But, Ryan, any final words for the people, my dude?
Yeah, thanks so much for yet again tuning in, and good luck on a 10-game slate.
All right, best of luck, everybody. He's Ryan. He's a live finalist. I'm Eric. I'm a bachelor contestant finalist. I don't know. I don't have anything funny or punny for the end of this. We'll catch you tomorrow.